Good morning. We are continuing Maseches Tamei in the seventh parak. We are up to the third Mishnah. So the first Mishnayos began discussing situations where people find themselves eating at someone's house, but the problem is they do not trust the host. They do not trust that the host has properly taken off Maaser. We discussed what can be done, how a person can avoid the issue before he gets there. We discussed what he should do once he does get there. Now, Mishnah Gimel continues along the same line. Except the difference over here is, in the first mission, we're talking about someone who had a once-off situation. He got invited to someone's house. He couldn't say no, so he said he's going to come to the Suda, but he knew the food was not going to have, or he suspected the food was not going to have proper maaser taken off. So he had to figure out what he can do before he gets there. Like this, he already makes a tonight before he gets there of what the maaser is going to be off of what he's eating. That was yesterday. Now we have a situation where somebody is a full-time employee. He works with somebody else, and he gets room and board, and he's fed. He is fed by his employer. So, payel she'ena maminu balabayas. Unfortunately, this worker does not trust his balabayas. Sometimes, when you work closely with somebody, you start to learn a little bit about their dark secrets. And sometimes, while you may trust the person from not knowing you from a distance, once you get to know the guy, start working for him, you lose your trust. So, this is a case where someone's working for somebody. He does not trust that the person who he's working for is going to take off proper maaser. The halacha is, Neitel gregeres v'omer, gregeres achas v'omer, takes one gregeres, one seed, or specifically, if it's talking about a date, v'omer, and he says, zu v'teisha ha'bayis acharei asuyis maaser al tishim shani oichal. The problem is he doesn't get everything all at once. Not like he gets a big, huge pile of food and he's able to take off the maaser from it. He gets lunch, he gets breakfast, he gets supper. So he doesn't necessarily have the whole pile at once. So he says, this piece that I have now and the following nine pieces that I'll get after it, asuyes maaser al tishim shani oichal. This and 10 pieces will become maaser on the other 90 pieces that I'll get. So 1/10 to become maaser. Then he says, "Zu asuya chumas maaser aleihem," and he points to one, which will be the chumas maaser, which is 1/10 of the 1/10, which is 100. Maaser sheni b'achrayna mukul alamayis, and then he takes maaser sheni at the end. Will come at the end that will be redeemed unto money. Now the Mishnah continues, "V'chosech gregeres achas." He has to take off one gregeres. He has to leave it behind because ultimately we have to have that what he ends up taking off for the Chumas Maaser comes from his own cheshbon. He can't take off Chumas Maaser and then eat another 100 pieces because it comes out he had 101 pieces and that one extra piece he wasn't entitled to. So he takes off one, again, the Maaser Rishon he's allowed to eat as long as he designates it, he's allowed to eat it. It's not usher for him to eat it. The Chumas Maaser he can't eat. That one piece he has to leave behind and not take it from the Baal Habayis because it has to be taken off from his. Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel Aymer, Shimon Gamaliel says, no, lo yachsech, he should not leave behind one piece. He should still take his full portion, even though he ends up getting 101 pieces instead of 100. The pnei shumamayit malach deshal Baal Habayis. He's not going to eat a proper meal. He's not going to be full. He won't be able to do his work properly. So ultimately, the Baal Habayis will lose out. He doesn't take his full meal. Rabbi Yossi Yomer lo yachzeich. He doesn't have to leave it behind. Forget about the cheshbon of doing his work properly. Pneishu tonight based in. So tonight based in that when based in made this takana, Bezin has the power of hefker Bezin hefker, and they're able to say that a person is allowed to take something from someone else because his Baal Habayis ultimately is not giving him kosher food. He needs to take off maaser from that food. He's allowed to take it from the Baal Habayis. It's interesting that the Rambam learns this mission of the opposite. The Rambam couldn't fathom that there was that somebody is not going to function properly because he was missing one tiny piece from his meal. So he learns the opposite, that it really means that he should, in other words, the opposite, that he should take it off from the Baal Habayis, and lo yachzeich means he's been the malacha, which means the money of the Baal Habayis. He should, in other words, he's flipping around the shittas in the Mishnah, where it would mean the opposite, that lo yachzeich means he shouldn't take it off from the balabayas, rather he should take it off from his own portion. Because if he takes it from the balabayas, he's stealing from the balabayas. Ultimately, most of Rishayim don't learn that way. The Yushami doesn't seem to mean that way either. Do one more Mishnah Dal, Lekeach Yayim Bein HaKusim. So here we have a case where someone's buying wine from Kusim. We described Kusim with people who were questionable Gerim. Ultimately, they have been deemed not to be Jews at the end of the story, but this Mishnah is talking about at the time that they were considered to be Gerim, except they didn't always keep everything properly. One of the things we knew for sure they didn't keep was when they sold produce to other people, they didn't take off Meiser, because they were of the opinion that you only have to take off Meiser from your own food, not stuff that you have to sell. It was obviously wrong, but that's what they held. So therefore, what you buy from a Kusi is considered Tevel Vada, it's not Demai, because we know that their position on this issue is that they don't take off Meiser. So therefore, Lekeach Yain Ben HaKusim, and now it's Shabbos. He finds himself, he bought wine, and now it's Ben HaShmashas. Now Ben HaShmashas, the person's allowed, as we said yesterday, or 2 days ago, that during Ben HaShmashas, the person's allowed to take off Meiser on something which is a Suffolk, or on Demai. But something which is Vade Telvi, you can't take off Meiser. So what he does is, he says, Shnei Lugin Shani Yosel L'Hafesh Harein Truma. Two Lugin that I will take off, which means after Shabbos, they'll be Truma. Va'asara, and the 10 will be Meiser. In other words, the first Shnei Lugin is 2 out of 100 because it's going to be your real Truma. And then you have Asara, 10%. It's a little bit off, because if you have 100 pieces and you take off 2, so then your Meiser only has to be 10% of 98. But we're just going to round it up to the number to make it easier for the Mishnah. The Mishnah just rounds it up. Now the Asara, which is 10% of the 100, which is again really less than that, it's 9 point something. The Asara Meiser will be the Meiser. The Tisha Meiser Sheni, the other 9 will be Meiser Sheni. Mecha v'sheisa, and he could start drinking right now. It's a difference, machlekes, what mecha v'sheisa means, but the simple understanding is now that he has done that, and he has set aside that he will take off from something after Shabbos, now he can start drinking his wine. The Mishnah Hay is really a continuation, but we'll continue with that tomorrow. Mirza Hashem, have a great day.